It is time for sports. We'll bring in none other than Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
How are you this Friday morning?
I'm good.
You all set for racing this weekend? I mean, is there a bunch of racing this weekend?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can go to the track because I can't afford gas.
You can afford gas. You can, well, you, hey, you can walk. You're not that far from the track.
No, 8 miles.
On second thought, don't walk. You can watch it on TV and do all your betting and everything right from your house.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyways, enough of that. Let's go to sports. The Islanders had a good night last night.
Yeah, they smoked Boston 7-2. Yeah. And they're starting to play a little bit better. That's kind of like the way they started last year, too. They started off so-so, and then once they got to the playoffs, they played tremendous. So I think they'll be okay. I think they'll straighten things out. I watched some of the Devils game last night. They don't have a lot of names on the Devils. They have a lot of young kids, and they're real fast. And the Devils, I think, are going to be pretty good down the road. What they really need is an older player who was good. They don't need a good player. They need an older player that was good, that knows how to win, to teach these young kids how to run a locker room. Look for the Devils to make a move like that, which will help them out a lot. So I think the Devils have a future. The Islanders' future is now. They're starting to come back. And the Rangers are the Rangers. They stink.
And they play Boston tomorrow.
Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight. Yeah, pardon me. Tonight, yeah.
They play Boston tonight. So let's see what happens with that, because after a 7-2 loss yesterday, I don't think Boston's going to be too happy. Boston's 11-4 in the year. They're in first place in their division with Washington. So look for the Rangers to get smoked tonight, because they're down near the bottom.
Yeah, no, it's one of the worst things in the world could happen to them is that Boston got whipped so thoroughly.
Yeah, both teams played 17 games, Boston and the Rangers, and Boston is 9 points ahead of the Rangers, which equates to 4.5 games.
That's huge.
That's huge when you only played 17.
Yep, absolutely. In basketball, the Nets won their 8th game in a row. They're down to Magic. And the Knicks won. They defeated the Kings 140-121. And it's still amazing to see how well the Knicks are doing. They are now in the 6th place, 6th in the standings in the Eastern Conference, and they're doing it all with a bunch of kids.
Like I said, 60% of their lineup are players from Kentucky, so they have winners on the team now.
And they're only one game out of being actually in 4th place. So we'll see if they can hold it together for the whole year. That's always a hard thing for. But they haven't had any injuries, so it goes from there.
Are they letting people in games yet in the People's Republic of New York?
Yes. The Garden holds, 17,000 people?
I think it is.
So between 1,700 and 2,000 people can go in. Same thing for New Jersey. It's 15%. 15%.
That's pitiful. How do people get tickets? Do you know?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I've never figured that out in football or anything like that. Especially when you're a season ticket holder.
When you got, like, if 1,500 is the number for the Garden, there's probably 10,000 season ticket holders.
Yeah.
How's that work?
I was thinking about that for football. You know, they've paid their money already. You don't pay your money, you don't get your seats. So I've been wondering that same thing.
I really don't think any season ticket holders paid for anything for hockey or basketball this year. If you paid money for season tickets this year, you have too much money.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
I don't know. My cousin's he's one of the big guys in security at the Garden. I'm going to ask him how it works. Maybe he'll know.
Because I've been wondering that all through football and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they let 1,700, 2,000 people in the stadium, and people forked over money, what do they do? I mean, I guess the people that get to go get to pay, and the people that don't, maybe they return the money. But find out for me, because that'd be an interesting topic to talk about.
That's what I can find out.
All right, what's coming up race-wise for this weekend for you?
A lot of races at Gulfstream, but you have to deal with more craziness, because you have horses, especially the older horses, who have run their entire life with Lasix, which allows them to breathe, and now they have to run without it. So not only you have to try to pick the best horse, you have to try to pick the best horse that runs without Lasix. And a lot of them have never run without Lasix. So the big race is a big race is in name only now, because it's more like a dart contest than anything else. Couple races that I found a couple horses to bet on. In the fourth race at Gulfstream tomorrow, the McDermotta is 1 3/8 on the turf. The one horse, Temple, this is a horse that ran a nice second last time without Lasix. He gets the rail, saves ground because the starting gate's real close to a turn. So saving ground is going to be an important factor in this race, I think. And so that and the fact that Temple can run without Lasix, I'm going to use Temple in this race. Another horse I'm going to look at, who was kind of middle of the road last time, didn't get a great ride. Don't know if it was the great ride or the lack of Lasix, but I'll give Aquaphobia a shot in this race too. So in the fourth race tomorrow, I like the 7 and Aquaphobia a little bit, but Temple being able to run without Lasix is going to be my bet in that race. The eighth race is the Canadian Turf, a 1 16/16 on the turf. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. Again, one horse, a Todd Pletcher horse, who's run with Lasix his whole life and then has to run without it tomorrow, is the 9 horse, Winter's Back. Has a very, very good turf record, 4 out of 5 on the turf in the money with 2 wins. Has a second last time out at Gulfstream. But again, how's this horse going to run without Lasix? So we'll find out tomorrow. And my top pick is going to be the 6, Venezuelan Hug, trained by Danny Gargan. He's 3 for 5 with wins at Gulfstream on the turf, 5 for 9 lifetime. Ran last time at Gulfstream in the Sunshine Turf Millions without Lasix and won. So have to go back to that horse tomorrow. So the 6, Venezuelan Hug, and the 9, Winter's Back in my 2 plays. The 14th race, which is the Fountain of Youth, a lot of these horses haven't run with Lasix, so you have a pretty standard form here. And you have a couple that ran with Lasix and got their wins that way. So, for me, they're tosses. So, a couple of horses I'm looking at in here. One is going to be the favorite, the 8 Greatest Honor, trained by Shug McGahey. Won the Holy Bull by 5. And the 7 Tarantino ran 2nd in that race. Both coming out of the same race I'm going to use with the exactas. But I'm going to take the stranger in this race. I'm going to go down on the rail to drain the clock. This horse is 2 for 2 at Gulf, 3 for 3 at Gulfstream, actually. All 3 one-turn races, gets the acid test going 2 turns tomorrow. But again, inside's where you want to be for these 2-turn races. Outside horses have a big disadvantage. If you look at the numbers, the percentages of horses winning outside the 5-hole is very, very low. So we're going to go with the 1, drain the clock, to win the Fountain of Youth tomorrow. And we'll go with the horses that finished 1-2 in the Holy Bull, Tarantino and Greatest Honor, to run 2nd and 3rd in that race. So there's your races for Gulfstream. They got 9 stakes tomorrow, but it's real tough betting because of that lack of Lasix.
All right. Well, good luck. Let us know how you make out on Monday.
We'll be here.
All right. Have a good weekend, Mike.
You too.
Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.